Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready to rip the manager, Keith?
Oh, I think we have to. I think we have to today. What is going on with that guy?
What year is it on
WEEI? It's been a bad year for him.
Rip the manager is like a great old pastime manager on WEEI.
Oh, man.
It's very, 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 very
Jim
deserved.
Jim Kerrigan
for last
stinks.
Night. Oh, my gosh.
Don't what else even talk? Butch Hobson?
Don't even get me started on Kevin Kennedy.
Butch Hobson, firm handshake.
Oh, yeah?
The firmest. Yeah. Firmest.
You shaking his hand?
Of course I have.
Brag. You go right for the
Brag.
Elbow?
Yeah, he was coaching the National or managing the National Pride at the time.
Yeah, not coaching.
Did a couple of live shows from Holman Stadium. Wow. Historic Holman Stadium up in Nashville.
Brag, oh, my God. Brag City out of the gate.
Had the skipper on the show.
Nice.
Broke my hand. I think he... Nice to meet you, Butch. Just crushed every bone in my hand. It was like, awesome. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'll be right back.
Did you interviewed him a second time?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I didn't shake.
No handshake.
I was like, oh, sorry, hands are full.
Chest
here.
Bump.
Hands are full. A little pound it. Just pound. We also interviewed Rich El Guapo Garces.
Nice.
As well.
Cat.
So, yeah, it was.
Sick brag, bro.
Seriously, we're going
Hey, guys, enough about me.
Give him the drop a workout.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Well, we need tomorrow's Friday. We have our weekend review, so we want to make sure we get
a few of those in there. No, I mean, it's very, very deserving. Alex Cora was back last night. Could you tell?
Oh, my God.
The way he managed everything. I mean, the main thing is Crochet. I can't imagine anyone outside of Will Middlebrooks. I can't imagine anyone liking that decision making.
No, that was insane. We talked about it all day yesterday. Right,
we literally said yesterday,
all day yesterday.
We read Lou's quote. I know he was joking, but Lou's like, I think he's got 187 pitches. You're like 187 is murder. We talked about this yesterday.
He didn't even have 87.
No, he had a season low in pitches.
187? You mean 85 and get him out of there in the sixth?
He had a season low.
He
had not thrown as few as 85 pitches all year for the Boston Red Sox. We're like this guy, and he said post game. You're gonna hear it coming up. Because I think this has gotten a little mischaracterized. I heard Greg and them talking about it this morning. Like, oh, Crochet was actually cool with it. Wrong. Did you hear him there when he got pulled out of the game or see it? When he got taken out of the game, he was pissed.
No, I don't think any starter is ever cool with it. I think some of them do a better job of, not blaming or finger pointing, things like that. But I don't think any of them are really happy about it, especially in a close game at the time when you take him out.
He also said after the game he was good for 110 or 115. He was ready to do that mentally going into the game. So Cora takes him out. After he gets Soto for a third time, he dominated Soto last night.
Yeah, he did.
And he gets him out of the lineup in the fifth inning with one away. He pulls him. He goes to Liam Hendricks. It actually short-term works out.
Sixth inning, but yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. After the fifth inning, in the sixth inning, he gets Liam Hendricks into the game. Hendricks gets two outs. He then asks for three more outs out of Hendricks. He brings him back out. Another classic Cora move.
Yeah, I don't think Hendricks is ready for that.
Hendricks fell apart. Yeah. He's all pissy, by the way, even before the game. We'll get to Liam Hendricks
and
his
chirping.
Comments about Alex Cora. Bullpen blows the game. Hendricks blows the game. Cora blows the game. They lose 5-1. Now, they win the series. They're back below 500.
But they could have gone for a sweep. They could have had a winning record going into this series against a really bad Baltimore team where you really could have maybe gained some more ground. But instead, you set yourself back down. 25 up, 26 down, and it made no sense because the last 2 days, last 3 days even, it's been a ton of bullpen. And, you know, we went back and forth on the whole Walker Buehler thing. And you blame him. I don't. But either way, he's out early. Finally comes off the IL. He gets thrown out of the game. So it's a ton of bullpen. So, like, man, they've had to overwork their bullpen. But those guys have all done a great job. They win back-to-back games where they allow one run as a team. And so you're going into this one. The Mets clearly aren't hitting great. And you're in a close game. And Garrett Crochet, we're like, this guy's going to have to go deep. We were joking about the pitches, the innings. We're trying to figure out the inning bet, the strikeout bets. Like, what is he going to do? I was thinking six minimum, maybe seven innings for him, and let's see where it goes. I'm not trying to blow his arm out. I understand all pitchers are fragile. This guy has never pitched wire to wire in a season. He's never thrown close to 200 innings. But this was a game where you needed him.
Last night wasn't the night to manage him.
No, you can do it next week. Hopefully Walker Buehler doesn't get thrown out of his next start where he's going before Garrett Crochet. And maybe you only need five innings out of Crochet, or you only need 90 pitches or whatever. But this was not the night to do that. And it also, you know, it's one thing if Crochet is really struggling and you're like, all right, well, what are we going to do? But no, you took the ball out of his hand. That was your decision to get him out of there when you did. And it was a mistake.
The time to manage him is when you were beating the Royals 10-1, and he was throwing 106 pitches. That might be a game where you go,
maybe get him out of there.
Maybe get him out of there. Now, yeah. I know they tacked on some runs late in that game, but like there will be times where you can manage him. Garrett Crochet's pitch totals this year, 88 in start one at Texas, which we thought was low at the time, five innings.
Yeah.
102, 107, 96, 96, 110, 94, 89. 106, 103, 85, season low last night.
Yeah, but they knew this was going to be a short one for him.
Well, that's what's bothering me, too. We're going to play these coming up. But it's like, I'm stunned. You said innings, Keith. I didn't really even think about it in terms of innings. I can't believe they took him out before 100 pitches.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you, which should have lined up with six-plus innings. You know, go into the seventh and sort of see where that goes. See how quick the inning could be, possibly.
It's staggering. Yeah. They took him out before 100 pitches. And it's not like he was in trouble. He came out, he got Soto in the sixth inning, and they go, you're good.
Yeah.
And I don't know, did the cold weather have something to do with it? Cora was asked about that after the game, or maybe Crochet asked about it after the game. I hate that last night. And most of my criticism, if this sounds inconsistent, most of my criticism is Cora sticking with a starter or a reliever for too long. I think he's been abysmal at that all year. Brian Baio, Tanner Houck recently, he's done it with relievers. He did it last night with Liam Hendricks, leaving a guy in the game for too long. Crochet showed no signs of being in trouble.
But then,
maybe the first inning was a long inning, but like he had settled down. He was settled into the game.
He had one total walk in the game.
There were a ton of righties coming up in the lineup, which is why I think Cora got away from him. There were no signs of him needing any work. He was nowhere near his normal pitch count. That was baffling last night. The manager lost them the game.
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know, because again, Cora has told us so many times, both like literally told us, but then also with his actions, that the games later in the year matter more. That's kind of what he has said, right? Like when he's talked about, oh, we want relief pitchers to have an opportunity to, you know, throw to Vlad Guerrero Jr. with first base open, or we want these guys, like, this is going to help us later on. He said, he was like, well, if this was like the ALCS, maybe I'd do it differently. Like, he said that.
I hated that answer.
So it's like, all right, so if they end up missing out on the playoffs.
That's a bad one, right?
If you miss the playoffs by a game or two, it's only going to be because of what happened in September. It's not going to be what happened in May. So I don't like that logic. Also, he seems to be inconsistent, because Garrett Crochet, I think it was his second start where it was a lot better than his first start, and he went eight innings. And I remember even me being like, and maybe just because I've seen so much baseball over the last several years, Bragg, that I'm like, these guys are soft and you want to coddle them. I thought he was going to leave on a high note and be done after seven. I was almost surprised that he put him back in for another inning. And that was early in the year. And I was like, all right, maybe you do end up easing him into the year. His second and third start, he went over 100 pitches. So you're like, okay, they're kind of taking the training wheels off him a little bit, and this is how they're going to do it. And then in a game when you need him, in a game in which all of the relievers have been so busy the last week, they yank him in the sixth. It was bizarre.
So it's wild. And I think he's had a brutal year, and I think pressure is mounting on Alex Cora, who apparently was just happy to win the series, Keith. He doesn't want to build any momentum. Well, by the way, he didn't win anything in the series.
No.
He sat out a game.
No, Ramon Vasquez is your guy.
He got chucked two innings into the game the other night, three innings into the game the other night, and then he lost last night. So he had nothing to do with any of the momentum.
No, he's having a really bad year.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any – and this has nothing to do with his you know, putting his family first. So whatever side you're on that, put that to the side. He's had a bad year. This team has really high expectations. They're 51 games in the year. They have a losing record. He has butchered this Rafael Devers situation for a guy that is supposed to be this great player manager, and is one of the he's like the second highest paid manager in the game. Yeah, it was important for the Red Sox to bring him back. The first base situation's been a mess, so I put that on him. The way he's used some of these relievers has been a mess. And the funny thing is, you know, we've now seen almost two full games of what the team looks like without him. It's only two games. It's only two out of 51.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
But those two
size.
Games look pretty good for the Red Sox and for the anti-Cora people.
And they didn't just win. It was the way he managed the bullpen. You looked at it and go, well, that's different. Vasquez used the bullpen differently than Cora, who, again, wanted five outs out of Liam Hendricks. Why?
Yeah.
So let's get to some of the post-game
audio. And now he's Steven, too. So add that to the pile for Cora to deal with.
And he didn't help himself with how he pitched, unfortunately.
No, he didn't.
But let's get to some of this with your phone call. 617-779-7937. A variety of ways you can get in touch with Jones and Keefe. That's your phone and text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. A lot of people view it there as well. Let me hear from Alex Cora after the game. We'll play Crochet right after, because there was clear miscommunication between the player and the manager on how deep Crochet is going to work into the game. Here's Alex Cora.
He did a good job. I mean, it was one of those days that we circle up that we're going to be short. And they put some good at-bats early on, followed up some pitches. The pitcher got up in the first inning, but after that he was efficient and gave us enough.
You started that you were going to be short with him.
Yeah.
How tough is that?
It's not tough.
No, when it lines up with the
day we're
bullpen.
It's not tough. It's for the benefit of the player. We're here for the long run, and we need that guy to make his starts. And for us to go to where we feel we can go, we need him. And you guys talk about it before, right? Like first time going through this and all that, and we're going to find some days that we're going to take advantage of them, regardless of the situation. You got to put the player first. And he was very upset in the beginning, and then he was okay with it. So obviously, we were short, but that doesn't dictate what we're going to do with our ace.
Okay, so Cora's taking like all this credit, like, oh, we're going to manage him. Like, he threw 120 pitches or something like that. He threw 85 pitches.
So 15 more pitches would have killed him. 15 more pitches. Yeah. He's not pitching in October.
Keith, 15 more pitches.
He's dead.
Season's over.
Yeah. You got to cart him off the field if he goes 15 more pitches. The guy's built. He was Hoss of the Week like three times.
I mean,
three-time Hoss of the Week. We had to retire it for him.
Would have stuck with him a little longer. He could have been Hoss of the Week again.
Not that. No, it's out of his control. Yeah. It's not. He can't be Hoss of the Week five and a third.
Not this week.
But like, that's what's just so wild for a guy like that. Like, just 85, like, now he's safe. Now he's going to be ready to go. There's people on the text line are pointing out, it's like, he'll be ready for the playoffs. They may not make the playoffs, but he'll be ready for the playoffs.
No, I mean, the whole...
Those 15 pitches now, you might be able to save in September.
Yeah, seriously.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
The whole attitude from Cora sucks. And you're right, you can think whatever you want about him skipping out for graduation, but that clearly means today doesn't matter to him. On the baseball field, today doesn't matter to him.
How important is each game the first 2 months? He's proving to you that it's not that important.
The manager pitches to Vlad Guerrero. The excuse is, with first base open, and the excuse is, well, I probably would have handled it differently in the ALCS. That means today doesn't matter to him.
The ALCS.
Oh, well, we're going to get Garrett Crochet out because it's not just about today. He's telling you today doesn't matter to him. And Monday, on the field, didn't matter to him. That message has kind of trickled down to the team, it seems. There's no urgency with this baseball team. At least Cora acknowledged in that comment that Crochet initially wasn't happy. I would focus on that.
Yeah.
After the game, Crochet sounds pretty calm. And I'm going to tell you, this is not his first answer. His first answer, he came out and he's like, yeah, I never want to know in my starts. I don't want that in my mind. I don't want Cora to tell me how many pitches I have, blah, blah, blah. So he's already said that earlier. But they circle back to it. I thought this was the more interesting answer to by Garrett Crochet.
Understanding that you don't want to know about it before you start, how much do you sort of... Are you aware of what they're trying to do, and have you talked to them about what they're trying to do?
No, not really aware of it at all. Tonight I was the 25 pitch first, or however many I threw in the first, obviously hurt, but I was prepared to go 7-8 innings, 115 pitches if that's what it took. Obviously we won the series yesterday, but, you know, my goal is to come in today and sweep and just give the team as much length as possible.
Okay, first of all, nice. But second of all, that is not the manager's goal. The manager had no goal of coming in and sweeping.
Do they have the worst communication in baseball?
Yeah.
between like the Devers and now this?
Yes.
Like, so, and, so they knew
and,
all along.
And we're going to get to him. Hendricks.
No, like, no, Hendricks. Add like, it to the pile.
Throw that on the pile.
But so they knew that it was going to be a shorter start for him, but you didn't want to communicate that with him? You didn't want to let him know, like, hey, you're probably only going to go to 80 pitches? Like, you're like, what? So they knew? Did Andrew Bailey know? Or is Cora just saying this now? Like, it's so bizarre. Whereas Crochet's mindset is, this bullpen's been worked. I'm the ace. I need to go 7 or 8. No, you're going to go 5 1/3. Then we're going to get it into Hendricks. Then we're going to ask Hendricks to come back for a second inning, and that's when the wheels fall off.
You see the whole exchange on the mound? Like, Crochet, like, came out. He's like, let me shake your hand. He didn't want to give him the ball. Like, of course he didn't want to give him the ball.
No, he's a competitor. He's an ace.
I watched the inning prior. Hendricks and someone else, I don't remember who it was now, but they were up.
Newcomb.
Thank you. They were up the inning prior,
on
and I'm
2 days rest after 80 pitches.
I'm like,
I was going to say, Newcomb threw almost as many pitches as Crochet.
I was like, what the hell is, are those guys just stretching out? Like, what is that? Why are they warming up? They're showing it on the broadcast. I'm like, they can't possibly be coming into the game. Right. Yeah. I'm like, is Newcomb just throwing on the side? What is this? And then.
But get him in there.
He gets one out in the sixth, and then boom, he's out of the game.
Yeah.
No signs of struggle.
No, outside they're saving him.
Outside of the first inning, which is way in the rearview mirror.
He's going to be minty fresh come October.
A season low pitches for Garrett Crochet last night on a night where you needed him. We all acknowledged it. It was such an obvious thing. We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And the text line is pointing it out. You're going to hear this when we come back. Absolutely fraudulent by Alex Cora. He was on in the afternoon saying he wants him to go 6-7.
100%. So what is that, gamesmanship? He's just straight. He's like, well, hopefully the Mets are listening to this. He's actually going to be gone way before that. But you're going to think he's going to pitch. Like, what? What does that do?
They're bracing for him to go 6 or 7.
Yep. Nope. You just got punked.
Like, what? So Crochet was pissed. I don't care how he sounded after the game. He was pissed, rightfully so. A lot of you were pissed. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. What do you think of Cora and his whole handling of the pitching staff? Not just Crochet.
No.
Because needing 5 outs, thinking you were going to get 5 outs out of Liam Hendricks, who, by the way, also sounds like he hates Cora.
Yeah. And you wouldn't pitch him the other day.
Brainless. Brainless. So you can jump in on this. Is the pressure mounting on Alex Cora? And what other issues is he starting to deal with, including a man in the bullpen by the name of Liam Hendricks? We'll get to that with all your phone calls.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In regards to tonight's, obviously looking for a big one from Crochet. Anyone coming up or coming down to help out the pen?
No. We're staying put. Obviously, a little short, but there's guys that are available. You know, Liam hasn't pitched. Witt can give us an inning. Bernie can go out there and give us an inning. So hopefully the big boy goes 6 or 7, and then after that, we can cover 3 and win the game.
Alex Cora yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. What did he say there, Keefe? I didn't have my headphones on. What did he say there?
Hopefully the big boy, Garrett Crochet, in parentheses.
Yeah.
We'll go 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
And then we can piece together the final 3. So I guess.
Let me add parenthetically. Right. 3 or 2 is what you do with that.
Three or two. So
he decided to pull him after 5 1/3 when he said 6 or 7.
So 3 possibilities, I guess?
Yep.
See if there's any more.
Okay.
And then let me know which one of these 3 you think happened.
All right. Option
So as you know, after the game, he said the plan was to go short. And then he told Hart and Fitzy and Ted that hopefully he goes 6 or 7, mm-hmm. right?
These are the facts. Those two things don't align.
He ended up going 5 1/3.
Uh-huh.
All right, so 3 things. 1, he came up with this decision after their interview. So sometime between 2:30 and 7.
Very possible.
Okay.
Very possible.
2, uh-huh. gamesmanship for the Mets.
Oh, I think so.
Or 3,
yep.
he's a liar. Is there any other possibilities?
I don't know what in his track record would speak to to any of that.
It's not speaking clean.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, so, okay.
I can't think of any other thing. Either he knew that was the plan and was lying to everybody about it, or you could spin it as gamesmanship, I suppose.
I was going to say, gamesmanship, by the way, is still lying.
It's still lying. But it's sort of like under the umbrella of like, hey, guys, I wish I could tell you, but the Mets might be listening. Uh-huh. There's ears everywhere. I got to be careful.
Right. Carl, what is his name? Mendoza, the manager?
Yeah. Maybe he was on it.
Mendy?
He was standing outside.
Yeah, he's like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah.
They're going to try to have their starter go 6 or 7, guys?
Tell us what you know, you goddamn liar!
It's one of those things, no matter what, it sounds like a hypocrite. Because if we're just basing it off of your pregame interview and your postgame interview, they're not the same thing.
And, oh, by the way,
yes.
Crochet didn't know.
Also, now, Crochet confirmed he didn't even know.
Now, he also said in fairness to Cora.
I would have let him I'm in on it.
Yeah. He also said in fairness to Cora, he never wants to know. He doesn't want to know where the hook is. Cora's acting like, guys, was out of my hands. We had to pull him at 85
You
pitches.
Took him out.
I mean.
You took him out.
And then
the bullpen blew the game.
That seems so fraudulent.
Yeah.
When all the signs, talking about, oh, my God, I mean, we lost Walker Buehler the night before. You can't take a starter out of the game that early. What do you do when you leave the bullpen bare? The manager did it to himself last night. And it feels so fake. So the justification after the fact, I think he pulled him because there were 5 straight righties coming up, which I think is moronic.
Also dumb.
I think that's stupid.
I'll take Crochet against anybody over anybody else you have.
Same. So I think that's why he did it, and he's now justifying it after the game, like, oh, this was always the plan, and we got to protect him. Because that plays to fans. Some fans are like, well, yeah, you do have to protect him. That makes sense. I want him in October.
No, but you already said it earlier. There's a big difference between, like, 125 pitches.
It was,
like, you sure about this?
A season low in pitches for Garrett Crochet. A season low on a night where we all thought they were going to lean on him a little more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't like it was 110 pitches and it's like, oh, my God, you got to get this guy out of there.
Like, you're killing him.
You're slowly killing him. Yeah. Nope. And in retrospect, Alex, the game to get him out is when you leaned on him for 100-plus pitches and you're up 10-1 against Kansas City.
So he goes out there.
That's probably the game to do it.
He strikes out Juan Soto,
yep.
first out of the 6th inning, and then they're like, get him out.
Bases empty.
Oh, no. Yeah, sacks packed? No.
No. Right, exactly. No. There were no outside of the first inning where
he
was a little rocky.
No.
Outside of the first inning where he was a little rocky, there were no warning signs that he was wearing down or needed to be tapped out.
No.
And so I think the pressure is getting ratcheted up on the manager. Can I just give you Liam Hendricks' comments real quick? Because I think that's another sneaky thing Cora screwed up last night.
This is a classic example, though, this Liam Hendricks stuff that you're about to say.
There are no winners?
Well, no, like with all the Devers drama and now this Crochet thing, it's almost like, not now, Hendricks. Like, we're doing something else. But like,
well, Hendricks said this before the game.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
this is before the Crochet thing. Fair.
Before the whole incident with Crochet last night. And I think Cora screwed up the Hendricks thing. You asked Liam Hendricks for multiple innings last night.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, we had to get Crochet out of it. He said in pregame, hopefully we can get an inning out of Liam Hendricks. Instead, you get 2 outs, and he looked good when he came into the 6th inning.
Yeah, strikeout.
It actually worked out.
Yeah.
But then you asked more out of him, which Cora has constantly screwed up this year. But this is Liam Hendricks before the game to the Globe. And these comments didn't age very well the way he pitched in the 7th.
No, I know.
But he believes he should be used more. He says, quote, if the theory is you want the best out of me, throw me. No rhyme or reason, I have no idea, meaning about his usage.
Yep.
It's actually a source of contention that I've had with the team.
Nice.
and I've had multiple conversations about it. So, look, I don't think John Henry has had to fly anywhere to sit down with Liam Hendricks like he did with Rafael Devers. But between Crochet and Hendricks and obviously the Devers stuff, there's a massive communication issue with Alex Cora. And I thought the reason you're paying him the way you pay him and compensate him the way you do is because he can manage personalities and put out these brush fires. Mm. And he's not even doing that. And he's screwing up the on-field stuff on top of it. Like, right. What do you draw a salary for?
I was going to say, because it's been there was four games there where he didn't pitch. But it wasn't just four games where it was awesome starters, then just turn it over to, you know, who you want, like, you know, Chapman, right? Like, there was a lot of bullpen innings between his last appearance before last night was the opener against the Braves. So whatever that was, May 16th. So he hadn't pitched in like a while. And there were a couple of times. Remember, I think even after one of the games, Cora was like, well, the only guy available was Hendricks. It's like, okay.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, it was one of the ones. Yeah, that went to extra innings. You just said it. Yeah, that was one of the games where he's like, yeah, we just had Hendricks. It's like, yeah, you could have used him there.
Maybe toss him out.
Right.
The guy wants to pitch. Yeah, it's crazy. He's trying to put out a lot of fires right now.
So Hendricks comes in. He strikes out Alonso and Vientos. And it's like, great. I mean, it looks like you pushed the right button. Then he comes back out for the seventh. Single, single, infield single. He gets pulled. Bernardino gives up an RBI hit. The Mets start to pull away. Mm-hmm. But I think Cora screwed it up all the way around. And on top of it, he has terrible communication. So you guys can get to this. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the hoops last night coming up. We'll get to the MVP vote. Rob Bradford going to join us at 11:30. We're putting sports summer viewing on the clock at high noon. We'll give you all the things to look forward to in addition to the Red Sox in just 60 seconds at high noon, plus a key for madness, 12:45. Stay tuned for all of it here on WEEI. Let's start it off with Matt in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? In my opinion, Cora's been trashed since he signed the contract. He's a company guy now. He's a Fenway Sports Group guy. You got two prospects that are maxed out at AAA, positions that you could plug them in right now with guys that are not playing well. And they struck out 16 times last night. They're third in the league in strikeouts. You're not going to beat anyone in the playoffs.
Okay, we didn't bring that up, but that also would be my answer to it. They struck out 16 times last night.
Oh, my God, it was crazy.
And it's like, I don't know, if you're going to have all these guys striking out and you're not scoring runs, I'm sure Anthony and Meyer would probably not help in the strikeout department.
Yeah.
But they might actually, I don't know, get some hits and help you score some
runs.
They
struck out 16 times. The starter for the Mets only went 4 2/3, but he had 10 Ks.
Nice.
And I heard Marloni talking about it on the broadcast, too. It was like almost all on fastballs. It was like just fastballs, whether it was swing and miss or taking pitches. It was just
all
like
four seamers,
Yeah, just like it's just ridiculous. But yeah, that's been an issue for them all year long.
Who do you blame for that? The text line is saying over and over and over again, 16 strikeouts. Why are you guys not talking about the hitting coach?
I don't know. You put the hitting coach. The hitting coach seems like when everything was going sideways for Gerard Mayo and the Patriots, it was like, that wide receiver coach isn't doing a lot. You're like, I don't know. I never really give those guys a ton of credit, so I'm not going to rip them either.
Me neither. When you're mashing, I give credit to the players. So, like, maybe at a certain point, you got to do something and just change
the
messaging.
Sort of like team philosophy in many ways. You know, it's similar to like the Celtics taking a million threes. Like, that's kind of what their game is. Like, these guys take big cuts.
Yeah. I just think I think in some ways that goes back to the manager, too. It's like, well, today never matters. So we struck out 16 times. Oh, well. And there's a graduation today, so I'm not going to be there, guys. And, oh, by the way, like, we're actually worried about Garrett Crochet months from now, not today. Yeah. And on top of that, well, I probably would have pitched differently to Vladdy if it were a playoff game than today. And so when the message is always that today doesn't really matter and it's always about tomorrow, you can shrug off striking out 16 times. Like, I don't exempt Cora from that. Mark's in Braintree. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Fairly new listening to you guys. I started with a Greg Hill show in the morning and just want to say the station's really killing it lately.
Thank you.
But onto the Red Sox, of course, it just seems to be the communication. And it goes back to Devers in the spring training, not communicating with him. I know Crochet doesn't want to know when he's going to be pulled, but you would think along the line somewhere you would kind of plant in his head to let him know what the plan was going into the night. And I just seem like he's really messing up the communication and not being, you know, upfront honest with these guys, which is never a good thing.
Yeah, Mark, I'll reiterate.
I mean, the communication is insanely
bad. But what's especially embarrassing about that is that's supposed to be a specialty.
Yeah.
Alex Cora, I think, is fine in game. I mean, I think he's having a brutal year.
Yeah,
but
it hasn't been.
But that was never my big criticism of Alex Cora, is like, oh, he's awful in game. I think he hasn't really maximized the roster the last couple of years, and that's what a great manager does. But I've never been like, oh, my God, he's awful in game. This year, he's been terrible.
in game. But the strength is supposedly managing personalities and his communication and dealing with the players. And he's maybe been the worst at that this year.
Yeah, but it also, I think it's just so bizarre for Garrett Crochet. So even if he doesn't want to know, right, like say you want to play that, this was still a season low in pitches. And doesn't things have to change a little bit based on the previous several starts? Like the previous several starts for either performance or getting tossed out of a game, whatever, has been so bullpen heavy. Now it's your ace's turn to go. He is healthy.
Yeah.
You can't guarantee health all year long. Him throwing 100 pitches versus him throwing 85 doesn't guarantee his safety for even the next start. So you're not running him into the ground. You're not saying, oh, it's 100 pitches after six. We're going to bring you back out for the seventh. It wasn't even any of that.
No.
And he looked good to start the inning, too, which right. is crazy. It's not like, hey, we're starting in the sixth, first sign of trouble, we're getting him out of there. I still wouldn't love that, but like that you could almost explain that away.
Cora claimed, I didn't pull it, but when I was listening to Cora last night, at one point towards the tail end of his, at least the Crochet exchange of his post-game press conference, he's like, oh, no, we settled on this weeks ago. And it's like, first of all, I don't buy that. Second of all, Keith, circumstances change. We didn't know Walker Buehler was going to get ejected in the third inning. This is why Walker Buehler, again, if you believe them, that Crochet, they only had 85 pitches last night. This is why, again, Walker Buehler was the a-hole yesterday, or 2 days ago, rather, for hanging his team out to dry.
No, I disagree.
Go ahead.
I'm not signing off on that. Umpire.
No, I'm saying if you believe Cora, then you should be pissed at Walker Buehler because you knew you were only going to get 85 pitches out of Garrett Crochet. So I don't believe Cora. When Cora says we had this mapped out weeks ago, I don't believe it. But even if that's true, circumstances changed. Mm-hmm. You burned out your bullpen the first two games. Can you lean on him a little bit more today and take something off in the next start? Like, can you do that?
Yeah.
Of course you can. I think that's what a good manager would do. 617-779-7937. Heat turning up on Alex Cora. Brush fires everywhere. You guys can discuss. Plus, I think we got to get to that Eastern Conference final last night.
Holy Keith. Mackerel, what a game.
One of the more unbelievable finishes
that
I've seen in a playoff game in a long, long time. I think I know the answer, but let's hear from you. Was it a Pacers win or a Knicks choke? Let's get to that next.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Two-point game. Indiana with it. Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal. A three for the win. And
goal! He's got it! Did I get the three? I didn't get the three. How'd I not get back?
That was insane last night, Keith. What a game.
I mean, I know you've gotten a lot of brags out of the way.
Yeah, I have.
I did TV last night.
Oh, my God.
Brag.
Really?
And so we get to leave a little early when we're there, Keith. We don't have to stay for the full program there with Mike and Mike. And so I wrapped up the block I was on.
Sure.
And I saw Neesmith hit the three, one of his many threes.
What a night for Neesmith.
To make it a two-point game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I want to see the end of this. I'm not going to stay in the studio and watch. I run out to the newsroom, and I sat down at Robbie Buckets' desk.
Nice.
Only place it was airing. And I sat there and watched for like another 5 minutes.
It was great.
I sat there and watched. Yeah. I watched that on a computer by myself, and it was insane. So I had no volume. So I see him hit the shot. I'm like, oh, my. He's dribbling it. I'm like, what a moron. Take the floater, you moron. Mm-hmm. He turns around. And actually, I heard his description after the game. I think Bridges actually knocked the ball loose. So he had to kind of turn around. He didn't do that on his own. Although with Halliburton, you never know.
Yeah.
He goes out to the top of the key, takes what I thought was the three that hits the front of the rim, bounces a million miles straight up in the air, and drops through the cylinder.
That was crazy.
He hits him with the Reggie Miller choke sign. I'm like,
awesome.
Yeah, like, what a moment.
It's incredible.
And then we find out they're going to overtime.
I was like, man, you better win this game. You can't go choke sign and lose the game. No chance they were
going to win the game when he hit him with the choke. I'm like, that's terrible sports karma.
Game one hits him with the choke sign. I love Halliburton.
I also heard him after the game, Keith, again with SVP. All of his teammates were begging him to do that at some point last year. He's like, the moment never happened. So he was pissed at himself. He's like, I'm so mad I used this. He's like, I can't use it again. I'm so mad I used this up because
it
wasn't a game winner.
Yeah, well, it wasn't, but they thought that it was.
Oh,
like he had a layup going overtime. And did it.
I thought it was. I'm not.
I thought it was too. I mean, you definitely had to see the replay. So if you missed it, he basically had the ball and then just kind of like was going towards the basket. I think Bridges tapped it, right? So then he kind of like U-turns, and it's almost like a fall-away three from the top of the key. But what's crazy is not just that he hit the shot, but it's one of those bounces on the cylinder, goes straight up in the air. So everybody, it's like in a movie where you have to like pause. You're like, does it? Wait a minute. And then it goes through. And they go crazy because they think they win.
Waterboy, somebody's there rubbing their nipples while it's just 100%. Floating in the air.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people were.
Yeah, I was. I thought he missed. I was rooting for the
Chalamet,
miss.
Might have been. But so they were all doing that, and then they end up having to go to overtime. But it was a big lead by the Knicks. So that's why every win doesn't necessarily mean you can do the Reggie Miller choke sign.
No, good point.
Like they were down, what was it, 9 with a minute or 7 with a 52 seconds, it was?
It's the third time this postseason, I saw this stat earlier, where they were down 7 with like a minute and a half left and won.
They've won all these games.
They were down, I think, 14 with like 3 minutes to go. They were down 17, this one I know, with like 6.5 minutes left. So I think I know the answer to this, Keith, but Tim Legler thought it was a Pacers win last night, not a Knicks choke. So the only reason I ask is because Legler set it up differently than I would have. The Knicks choke last night, right? That's not a Pacers.
So I do think it's a Knicks choke. I think it's a great comeback by the Pacers.
Neesmith was incredible, so I don't want to take away from the shooting or the shots he made.
He was making shots.
But the Knicks choked. I mean, how else can you call that anything other than the Knicks choke?
It's a little bit of 28-3 where you're like, on the one hand, amazing comeback. Like, you did everything. It's the greatest comeback in sports history for one game was the Patriots over the Falcons. But the reality is the Falcons did so many things to allow that to happen.
Falcons choked.
Choked.
Yeah.
And so I think you have to say the Knicks. Now, maybe the series against the Celtics kind of rubbed off on them. It was contagious because the Celtics choked away a bunch of games against the Knicks, but that's exactly what the Knicks did. So credit to Neesmith for hitting a bunch of shots. Credit to Halliburton. Credit to all those guys. Like, they had to take advantage of it, but
I mean, every like couple of things go the other way, then the Knicks hang on and win.
Here's the thing. Halliburton might be the most terrifying guy at the end of these games now.
I like Halliburton.
I would still take Brunson over him. I know we disagreed on this earlier this week, late last week, whenever we talked about it.
I would take Halliburton.
I would take Brunson still, but
Brunson had 43 in the game.
But the end of the game, he's got to be the most terrifying guy to look at on the other side, more so than SGA or Anthony Edwards or anybody like that left. You look at him and you're like, this guy's pulling something out of his ass. And he did last night. Does watching last night, does it make you feel better or worse about the Celtics?
So I already felt bad about it just because I still think they're better than the Knicks, even though we just watched it firsthand, them lose to them. And I think they're better than the Pacers. Like, I do think the Pacers are going to win this series.
I would feel even worse today if the Knicks blew out Indiana.
Yes.
Like, the way the game was trending. I'm like, and Carl Anthony Towns is, like, bitching people around. I'm like, this is the worst. The Celtics are better than this team, and they're blowing out Indiana. It was all right there.
You know what it feels like in a little bit?
It makes me feel slightly better than Indiana won, but not much.
You know what it feels like a little bit? Now, you can't put all of this on injury because Tatum didn't get hurt till you were already dug yourself too big of a hole. But in 2009... watching the Orlando Magic make the finals.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, the Magic made the finals over this. Like, that should have been a year where the Celtics were there. Just like, we're going to look back on this one and been like, whether they go on to win the whole thing or not, this should have at least been a finals appearance for the Celtics. So that seems like just like a really missed opportunity.
I don't disagree. By the way, Nesmith has turned into quite a player.
Nesmith's good.
You traded him basically for Malcolm Brogdon. Now, Brogdon was part of your Jrue Holiday trade, so there was more to it, but that's one that you look at and go, that's one that maybe wasn't so favorable for Brad.
Not long term. I think in the moment, I think it made a ton of sense. Brogdon was sixth man of the year. I don't think we realized what a bad teammate he was, kind of a schmuck, but he got hurt in the playoffs and was just kind of a shell of himself. He was also included in the trade to get Jrue Holiday, and then he won the title. So if you do sort of like butterfly effect, I think the trade still worked out for the Celtics. Because at the time, I never thought Nesmith was going to turn into this.
Definitely. I was like, whatever, throw him into a deal for Malcolm Brogdon.
Seriously,
not saying I felt that way at the time. Just with the benefit of hindsight, that wasn't Brad's greatest trade.
But like Nesmith and like Romeo Langford both get traded around a similar time. And I don't think anybody batted an eye at either one.
Nope.
And obviously Romeo Langford is, who knows, Nesmith starting and drilling shots in an Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, now, it's funny with Danny Ainge real quick. So Danny Ainge drafted Nesmith at 14 overall back in 2020. For years and years and years, Danny drafted bad shooters. And he was like, they're great athletes. They'll figure it out. Like Tony Allen, Rondo, even Brown and Tatum didn't come into the league as shooters.
Nesmith was a good shooter.
The one shooter.
Who couldn't shoot when he first got into the league.
Bizarre.
And now he's a brilliant shooter.
He was the best shooter in that
draft.
That's
true.
But then when he got a chance to do it, he sucked. Whereas like Tatum didn't shoot a good percentage his year at Duke.
Neither
did
Jalen.
Then came in and was lights out.
Marcus Smart. None of those guys
Smart,
could
like,
shoot.
Yeah. He never drafted good shooters until Nesmith. And now the guy's killing it.
But yeah, but then he got to the NBA and couldn't shoot
for a while. Weird. I don't know what happened in Indiana, but he's figured it out now.
All right. We'll add your thoughts on that. 617-779-7937. Lottie pissed at Alex Cora. We're going to talk to Rob Bradford about that. He joins us every Thursday at 11:30. And we have a new MVP in the NBA. Can there be a new face of the league? Anthony Edwards, SGA, as the MVP. And will Tatum ever get back into that discussion, meaning the MVP discussion? We'll mix that in with all your thoughts coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.